I have to say, I'm genuinely excited about what Humane has done with the updated Friend AI pendant. Co-founded by Avi Skiffman, this little device is such a leap forward. It's moving away from those clunky gesture controls and stepping into real-time, conversational AI. It feels like we're finally getting a true digital companion.
It's certainly a bold step. By enabling natural, back-and-forth voice interactions, Humane is positioning the pendant as a streamlined, screenless alternative to our smartphones. But I think it's important to look at what this evolution actually costs us, both financially and in terms of user experience.
Oh, absolutely. That's where things get a bit tricky, isn't it? The hardware alone is getting quite pricey because of the complex local voice processing and the massive cloud infrastructure needed to keep the AI so responsive. And on top of that upfront cost, you're looking at mandatory subscription fees just to keep the service running.
Exactly. The pricing model is steep, but the real conversation starter is Humane's decision to permanently lock the AI's personality. They've removed the earlier customization options for tone and style. The company's stance is that a consistent, predictable demeanor builds deeper trust and emotional reliability over time.
I can see where they're coming from, but it does spark such an interesting debate in the tech world. Should AI companions be highly customizable tools that adapt to us, or carefully calibrated, uniform experiences? There's something almost poetic about wanting that engineered emotional stability, but it does limit how personal the connection can feel.
And that's the crux of it. While a fixed personality aims for psychological consistency, it sacrifices personalization. For many users, that could make the device feel rigid or just mismatched to their own communication styles. It really highlights the tension between user agency and engineered stability in AI development.
It's fascinating, though, how this fits into a much bigger picture. We're seeing the whole industry pivot toward ambient, voice-first wearables that prioritize seamless, screen-free connectivity. As these models get more efficient and the hardware shrinks, I can just picture them blending effortlessly into our daily routines. It feels like the future is finally here.
But that seamless integration is exactly why we need to pause and consider the implications. This progression raises serious, persistent concerns about data privacy, emotional dependency, and the ethics of forming long-term bonds with artificial entities. We can't just focus on the convenience without asking what we're giving up.
You're right, and it's a balance we all have to navigate. The critical takeaway here is that while the updated Friend absolutely proves that natural, conversational AI in a wearable is feasible, its high cost and inflexible design might keep it in the realm of early adopters and niche markets rather than going truly mainstream.
Precisely. It's a polarizing but incredibly instructive milestone. The path toward truly integrated, ambient companionship isn't just about better tech. It requires careful navigation of affordability, meaningful user customization, robust privacy safeguards, and strong ethical design standards. It's a complex road, but a necessary one.